This is Wade Rath with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Los Angeles City Council voted to raise the minimum wage in the city to $15 in steps between 2015 and 2020. Rate of severe mental illness among children and adolescents has dropped substantially in the past generation, researchers reported in an analysis that defies public perceptions of trends in youngsters' mental health. The Nebraska legislature voted 32 to 15 to abolish the death penalty, setting up a final showdown between a bipartisan coalition that supported the bill and a Republican governor who has promised to veto it. No conservative state has banned the death penalty since North Dakota did so in 1973. If a bill is vetoed by Nebraska's Republican governor, Pete Ricketts, a vote to override his veto could come quickly. 30 votes are required to override. Four large global banks, Citigroup, J.P. Morgan Chase, Barclays, and Royal Bank of Scotland pleaded guilty to a series of federal crimes over a scheme to manipulate the value of the world's currencies. Justice Department accused the banks of collusion in one of the largest and yet least regulated markets, noting that at one bank, one trader remarked, the less competition, the better. A fifth bank, UBS, is also involved. Financial penalties are already at $10 billion now with this new whack. Exemptions issued by the SEC may allow the banks to escape future business restrictions that were triggered by a felony conviction. David Letterman signed off of late-night television after 33 years on the air. Washington and Havana are reportedly very close to agreement to reopen embassies and restore full diplomatic relationships between the two countries. Greenpeace report alleges that the Chinese fishing fleets are bottom trawling in West African waters due to plummeting catches closer to home, threatening marine resources in a region already under pressure from overfishing. Seven doctors and 41 others in Arkansas, Louisiana, Alabama, and Mississippi were arrested in a DEA raid as part of the agency's largest ever operation against illegal trafficking in prescription drugs. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and KABF FM 88.3 at www.kabf.org.